Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here for our day one of our 12 days of Christmas. Now, you may be thinking, wait a minute, what's the movie about? Well, if you're seeing the poster, you know which movie we're talking about. But the movie we're talking about actually came out in 2009. You may be thinking, why is she talking about an older movie? Well, it has to do with the whole theme of this year's 12 Days of Christmas. So you're going to want to pay attention to not only the trivia and the clues, but you're also going to want to pay attention to the movie. So I don't want to give you too much and overwhelm you a whole lot on all that, but I can say this is going to be a lot of fun. The biggest thing to pay attention to is the trivia, which I'm not going to let you know what part of the show I'm going to be doing this. You're going to have to follow along for the whole thing to see what you think. Well, the movie we're talking about today is 2012. It is kind of a doomsday type movie that came out in 2009, having to do with the Mayan calendar, the end of the world, kind of all of that. And exactly how would we prepare for that? I mean, some of us are prepared in that way, and other ones are just kind of winging it. And where do I fall in that category? Well, I guess you'll just have to kind of wait and see. But the biggest thing is what depends on where you fall on that. Now, the whole ending of the world, 2012, doomsday, the whole thing with the conspiracy theorists. Now, I don't necessarily go on the whole thing of the conspiracy theory stuff a whole lot. But in like recent years, the conspiracy theorists have been all the ones that were right about a lot of the stuff. I mean, talk about the jab and all the kind of other stuff. There's been a lot more truth to things than what we realize. Now, I know I'm getting a little bit off topic here, but in this movie, it definitely has to do with the whole doomsday thing. Now, there's so much this touches on in this movie of different things, but the biggest part about this movie, and I apologize, I am just dry right now, so I've got to get a drink here. So it's funny, this is like a really ancient hospital mug that I've had since my son was born 31 years ago. I hope that wasn't anything important that the kitties knocked over. Something just sounded like it crashed in the living room. I'll have to check that out when I'm done. I normally would have been done with this already, but I've got to share something funny with you guys. I actually just recorded this entire episode, like 13 minutes worth, and went to go just boost the volume and stuff a little bit so it's easier for people to listen to. I don't like splice and edit it that way. But I do like amp the volume up and stuff a little bit since I don't talk the loudest and everything. And then since I'm also recovering from my surgery, which was a day and a half ago, I'm a little bit more hoarse than I usually am. So my apologies. But I had just finished recording the entire episode and going over to do that and realized that I had my microphone muted. I was just like, come on. It's like, I'm tired. I want to do this. I'm excited to do this, but I'm tired. So here I am back to part two, take two. I don't pre-edit a lot of this or anything like that. So it's just me and I made a mistake. And so I'm here fixing it. But our first clue for the 12 Days of Christmas, don't worry, we're not the trivia yet, is it something that you wear? Now, mind you, I know that can vary differently from person to person. So once all the submissions are done and the winner, we'll have multiple winners, but there'll be like a grand prize winner and then there'll be other winners and stuff beyond that. But our grand prize winner, I will reach out to them and find out their size because that will be important for part of the grand prize. And so, but like I said, you want to be sure to pay attention to the clues, and we'll have our trivia, of course, coming later in the show. But first, I want to share with you the original trailer that was for 2012 back in 2009. I forgot it has like a long intro. My apologies. For those listening to the podcast that are not on our YouTube or our Rumble channels, on the screen it currently says, how would the governments of our planet prepare 6 billion people? or the end of the world? Now, if you've been able to gather, if you are watching the video with me here, these are the Andes Mountains, I believe. It's where Everest and everything like that is, and K2 in that general region, I think. I'm just kind of going off memory on that. I know Everest is mentioned in the movie, so I remembered that. But this is showing like the water's coming up over the peaks of the mountains. And so as you can imagine with the height of some of those mountains, that this is pretty far-fetched. But this movie is not meant to be scientifically accurate. They wouldn't. Now, why am I referring to that? Is how would the governments of the world prepare 6 billion people for the end of the world? They wouldn't. And let's say the title of the movie, 2012. Find out the truth. Google search, 2012. No, that says the film is not yet rated because that was before the movie came out. This was the first official trailer. So that's the one I went with. And we're going to jump back over to here. I want to share the podcast image here for you. So there we go. That is the podcast image. So just shrunk it down a little bit, turned it into a square. But back to the poster. Now, this one is a little bit interesting. I am actually giving 2012 an innocent rating. Now, hold on. If you've seen this, you know that there's some language. A lot of the big fours are in here. So there's that to be aware of. But content of the movie itself, story-wise, there's nothing that would be inappropriate visually for a younger viewer. So I want to prepare people that this does have a lot of strong language and everything like that in it. But the rest of the story is fairly tame. Now, you may be thinking, okay, what's the story here? As after all, I interrogate movies for their plot and their content. I look at like all the details. I compare all the things. And hello, Botero. You probably hear my buddy. He does this thing where he brings me his toy and he wants to play. Come here, baby. Come here. Let's see if he'll let me pick him up and bring him up on screen with me. Come here. No? You're not going to let mommy pick you up? He's not in the mood. He's a stinker sometimes. But in this one, you've got Jackson, and he is an author. And he's authored a book that has sold less than 500 copies worldwide. Why does that matter? That matters because you think of who is going to be saved at the end of the world, and you think of all these important people and all these rich people and all these other people that can like buy their way to the top or have earned their way to the top with their scientific accomplishments, which is kind of funny in a movie where you can't trust the science in this at all. I mean, it's just supposed to be a sci-fi movie. It's not supposed to be realistic. It's not supposed to be just something that people can relate with and things like that. It's just supposed to be entertaining and just kind of out there. Now, mind you, when I'm saying that, I will say that the score that I'm giving it based on the movie Depe scale is significantly different than the score that I would personally give it. So, and I'll get into that more here in a little bit. But this Jackson guy, he is divorced from his wife and they share custody of their kids. He has the opportunity to take the kids camping, but his car won't start. And so, being that he's just this no-name author, he has to have a second job. And his other job is driving a limousine. Why am I doing that? It's like the whole mom motion, sorry. Ow. Sorry, laughing still hurts. But so he ends up taking the kids to Yellowstone in a limousine. While he's in Yellowstone, he hears this absolute nut job on the radio with this just a small range. The things you do to broadcast yourself on the radio. It's just a very shortwave thing. And he picks him up and he starts listening to him. And this guy is whacked, absolutely just out of his mind, or at least it seems like it. And Jackson starts listening a little bit closer. And he's like, this guy's a nut job. But then some stuff starts to happen. And he's like, wait a minute, there's some truth to this guy. And so he kind of goes down the rabbit hole a little bit of conspiracy theory. And he has to convince those closest to him to cooperate. But it's actually his job as the chauffeur that actually leads to some, if not all of them, I don't worry, no spoilers ever, making it to the very end. Now, there's a trick to this. I mean, you've got 6 billion people on the planet, and it's only possible to save an X amount of number of them. Is that a biblical number? Is that a science number? That is just, it's up there. Like I said, if you are looking for this movie to be scientifically accurate, you are going to be gravely disappointed. If you are looking just for something entertaining and just goofy, it's not goofy to the point where it's like a laugh out loud, where you're going to start laughing and just kind of joking around as it's going on. But it's kind of just silly, and just the fact of you're like, oh, come on. And when you're watching it, and just like, there's even scenes that even I roll my eyes at. And I've rewatched this at least a dozen times since then. So I'm having a lot of fun with this. I hope you are too. But like I said, if you have not seen this before and you enjoy those kind of far-fetched, outreaching, just sci-fi type movies that aren't super sci-fi. I mean, this one isn't sci-fi, like it's aliens or anything like that, but it's just so over the top. It's just not even plausible on any stretch of the imagination. But like I said, it's entertaining, and it'll grab your attention for sure. So if that is the type of movie you're into, I'm sure you will either agree or disagree with my ratings. Okay. On the Movie Deputy scale, just because the story it's a decent story. I mean, fairly good story, but there are, and then it's lots of mistakes. There's a ton of mistakes. There's a ton of stuff that's not scientifically accurate. There's flaws in just how it's done. There's continuity errors. There's just tons of stuff that drives a brain like mine nuts. And so on the Deputy scale, I'm just giving this a 5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. But wait, personally, if I had to just kind of rate what I personally thought of the movie based on the Deputy scale, I'd be at a 7. So it's a bit disparaging on that, because I am giving this movie just the 5 out of 10 on a Deputy scale, because regardless what I think of the movie, good or bad, I stay true to the Deputy scale. And staying true to the Deputy scale means I have to acknowledge this for what it is, even though I personally enjoy it. So like I said, I'm giving this a 5 out of 10. Now, I'm talking about a lot of numbers today. We've got 2012 for the movie. We got it came out in 2009. I've got a 5. I've got a 7. Don't worry. I'm not going to quiz you on all of that or anything like that. You may be thinking, okay. And then the fact that today is day one of the 12 days of Christmas. Now, that might actually mean something. So what is our first piece of trivia? Well, I hope that you are ready for this, because it's quite entertaining. What popular Christmas carol was written for another holiday? And what was the holiday? Today is a two-parter, so you have to get both the Christmas carol and the holiday that it was written for. Is that a little bit too much for your brain? I hope not. But that is our day one of our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway, our trivia, sorry. For those just catching in, I am recovering. I've had surgery a day and a half ago, so I'm doing pretty good that I'm sitting here. And I had recorded this show earlier and had to redo it because I didn't realize I had my mic muted. Dead facey face. Sorry, that's just a silly thing I do. But I have enjoyed doing this. I hope you do too. You don't want to miss a single episode of our 12 Days of Christmas. This is going to be epic. Last year, we had just over 700 participants that submitted their information. We had 5 big winners and 1 grand prize winner. And so I'm hoping that she is listening again. I'm hoping all of my listeners are listening. But I'm going to do something this year. If we can blow those numbers out of the water, I want to break 5,000 participants. And I will update people on a daily basis of how many participants we have had thus far. So you'll want to be sure to check back tomorrow to find out. Because if we hit 5,000 participants, I will be doing a special giveaway that I have never done before. Mind you, I've been doing Movie Deputy for 11 years. So I've done some pretty decent giveaways for some local contests and things like that. And some stuff I did in California and just little things like that. So I've done some pretty epic stuff in the past. But And you're just going to have to come back every day to find out what the odds are and to find out what everything is. Like I said, I will be updating people on a daily basis on our numbers. As of today, this is day one. We don't have any numbers yet, but be sure to check back tomorrow. And always like and subscribe for the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I will be back soon, my friends. So be sure to keep a note of what the trivia answers are and the movie title. Those are going to be the two biggest things to keep track of. So I can't wait to see you again. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.